This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell on location, and I am in New York, the state of New York, with Cindy Prentice Latanzio. Am I saying that right, Cindy?
Close enough.
Latanzio.
Like a New Yorker.
We want to get it right. Latanzio. And you are the owner of PT and Beyond Physical Therapy. Thank you for your hospitality. I've had a great time here with you so far this morning. What town are we in New York? I can't say it.
We're in East Setauket, Long Island.
All right. And everything is good on Long Island today because it's beautiful. You're busy. The waiting room is full. Lots is going on, right?
Loving it. The sun came out today. We're having a happy day.
Yeah. Well, actually, Cindy, thank you again for inviting me into your clinic today. You've been 11 years as your own private practitioner here at Physical Therapy and Beyond, but you've been in the business now as a physical therapist for over 20 years, it sounds like.
That's correct.
And your focus is really spine and women's health. That's really what you're known for in the area. How did you get involved in that? What made you pick those two areas?
Well, the spine part of that was when I worked for a spine specialist, and I had no choice to become a spine specialist way back when. Okay, after that, what happened was I went out on my own, and you definitely need a niche. You can't just go out and open a private practice on Long Island. So my niche was pregnancy and back pain. That all came about because I worked with some doctors who were spine specialists, and they didn't know what to do with their pregnant women. So I created this program, and before I know it, they had me in the newspaper, they had me on TV, and it was terrific.
And
so
now you're on PT Talker.
And now I'm on PT Talker. It just doesn't get any better than that.
All right. Now, let me just go back real quick. You said something that's very telling for our listeners. You cannot open up a physical therapy practice and not specialize. I wonder if our listeners really gathered what you meant by that. Can you just say that real quick? Are the days of just general put up the shingle over?
And don't get me wrong. I'm an orthopedic certified specialist, so we do everything, okay? But you have to have something that differentiates you from the guy down the block. When I open the second location in East Setauket, I have somebody, if you look out my window to the right, and if you look down the road a half a mile to the left, and then across the street in the Dr. Mecca, they all have their own places in there. You have to do something that differentiates yourself. There's plenty of physical therapy for everybody, but why would they come here? You have to offer something that they don't.
Okay, all right. So let's get back then to your specialty. You started out in the spine, but also you've expanded over into the women's health, and specifically some of the pelvic floor syndromes and things that you're seeing. It was very interesting before the show. You were talking about how it's not just some of the basic things that we all hear about. You're seeing a lot of variables and a lot of different types of patients. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, you know, we start out with pregnancy, and then what happens to those women after they have this 8-pound baby going through this little tiny hole? All of a sudden, they start calling me up saying, what do you do if you have leakage? And all of a sudden, I'm having a prolapse, and things are falling out, and I don't feel myself. And, you know, it's just how life goes on. And we have to go, okay, so now, you know, these 20-something-year-olds are now 30 and 40, and believe it or not, I even treat 80 and 90 year olds with this problem. So we see women who have difficulty with frequency of urination or just basically stress incontinence. When they cough, laugh, or sneeze, they can't control their bladder. And believe it or not, we've also had people come in for the same kinds of symptoms, but yet with fecal incontinence. So that also flows over into the colorectal specialist. So not just urogynecologists sending patients, OBGYNs, but the colorectal specialists as well.
And so have you marketed specifically to them to let them know you've got a solution, you have something that can help their patients?
Absolutely. Not only do I market to them, I ask them to come lecture with me. So we do a monthly Helping You Help Yourself seminar. We invite a doctor in. So last night we actually did a breast cancer one, but the month before was colorectal month. Mm-hmm. March is National Colon Month,
sure,
that you need to get aware, and who needs to have a colonoscopy. So we actually brought the colorectal specialist in. This was the second time she's been with us. Each March she comes and lectures. The really neat thing about that whole thing is it's not so much the patients. They love that. They learn who the doctor is. They realize they're human beings and they'd love to go see that doctor. Mm-hmm. They see what physical therapy does. But what we're doing more than anything is educating the doctor about what physical therapy can do. That is just the neatest thing, because they leave and each one of them say, we need to take this on the road. We need to do this lecture again. This is terrific. I have so many other patients I could send you. I mean, I know you came into my office and you told me this, and I was sending you those patients, and they did well. But now I have all these other people I'm thinking about. This is terrific. And the doctor leaves there all excited. It's so cool.
So they're enlightened that you have so many answers, so many different ways that you can help. And they're not hearing about that in medical school, or they're not seeing that in the journals?
As a matter of fact, it's funny you should say that, because one of the things that I did was grand rounds over at the university. And from that one lecture, it was years ago that I did that, I still see the benefits. I'm still reaping those rewards. Doctors I didn't even know will say, oh, you have this problem? I know a therapist that can help you. Because how many, you know, 1,000 guys in that room, whether they want to be there or not. And these, some of them weren't even, you know, they were interns, they were residents, they weren't out on their own, and they remember.
Right, right. So as the patients, you get the referrals. What are some of the things, and especially remembering that our listeners are physical therapists, what are some of the things that you're doing that you think maybe are unique, or that you're finding great success in helping the patients? What are some tips?
Course, we do a full evaluation of the patient. And I tell the patient, you're not here just for your pelvic floor. Let me just throw in that it's not just incontinence that I treat. I also treat pelvic pain, tightness, painful intercourse. After they've had any kind of radiation, I just had someone who had anal cancer who came and horrible, you know, tightness and pain, and everyone says, no, the muscles don't work, we can't help you, and the woman left here smiling and thinking that she had a new lease on life.
Wow.
So it's besides being a cheerleader for the patient, we actually explain to them, we're not just here to look at you below the belt, we actually look at your entire body from top to bottom. For instance, one of the really cool things that I've learned along the way is that if I get a patient and I have them stand up and I take a look at their feet and they're flat, and then I take a look at their boobs are going south and they have under their chin is hanging down, everything's going south, you know they're going to have a prolapse when you evaluate that patient. Yes, I do internal examinations also. You have someone who comes in here and they're very walking around with their stomach held in, and they can't diaphragmatically breathe. They're breathing into their chest and their lips are puckered and they just don't know how to relax and they're type A. You know that when you go in there, they're here for painful intercourse. They can't relax. They can't poop. We talk about, relaxation, breathing, drinking water, colon massage, just basically getting the whole system working. Mm-hmm. A lot of manual therapy on their abdomen. That's different. But one of the things that we do with both clientele, the ones who are here for the weakness or the tightness who can't relax, is biofeedback. We use an internal probe. So if it's a female patient, of course, we'll use it vaginally. We also see male patients status post prostatectomy, mm-hmm. although they're not supposed to be getting incontinence with this with the robotic procedure these days. We get them anyway.
It still happens.
We do. But they're the best patients because they really try and they get better very quickly. Mm-hmm. So with the male patient, there's a smaller probe. We use that rectally. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is we hook them up to the biofeedback, and we show them a baseline. So we're looking at it on a screen, not just with the beeps. We actually hook them up to a screen, onto the computer. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at where they can be resting, their resting tone. And then we ask them to Kegel, and we teach them the exercises. We go beyond Kegel, of course, and teach them how to contract the pelvic muscles and relax the pelvic muscles. And one of the things that some of the doctors that I have some difficulty I have to explain to them is, if you get a doctor who's sending you somebody who's in a lot of pain and they're here for tightness and they put them on Valium and they put them on all these cocktails, they get upset that you put them on the biofeedback because they think that you're trying to strengthen them with exercise. And what I'm trying to explain to these doctors is that you have to learn that there is a balance. So just because somebody came in for tightness doesn't mean that they don't also have weakness. And just because someone is here for weakness, the reason I do the internal is to find out, is there spasm, is there trigger points in their myofascial dysfunction? We need to loosen all that stuff up. There's a balance between both of those things.
And do the doctors accept that once you explain it, generally speaking?
Listen, the proof is in the pudding. Their patients go back, they're feeling better. They're like, all right, whatever she's doing, let her do
Keep doing it.
Love it.
And about how long does it take to see results?
It depends on the patient. Now, just for instance, I was just telling you about that patient who had radiation for anal cancer. And nobody ever taught this woman how to do a Kegel, but told her, you're going to be incontinent, passing gas, all this kind of stuff. No one ever explained to her how to contract those muscles. And I explained to the patient, hey, listen, you could look at your arm and see your bicep. You can see it contract. You could palpate it. You know it's working. Pelvic floor, no idea. There's no motor control going on there because we don't know where that muscle is, which is why I love the biofeedback. Once they understand how to use their muscle, it could be very quick. You know, the guys, like I said, once they learn how to do that, even though they're told by their doctors after the prostatectomy to do the Kegel, a lot of them aren't doing it correctly. Or you can even do it too much and actually get a fatigue of the muscle.
Oh, wow.
So once they understand how to do that, each patient is definitely different. I could see someone in and out of here in 4 weeks. I could see someone in and out of here in 6 months. It depends on what the history is. If there's a lot of surgical history, you have to understand the women, they come in here with C-section scars or hysterectomy, episiotomy. Are they prolapsing? Is there a lot of atrophy in there? Depends on what their problem is. But if it's a simple thing that they just never learned how to exercise or relax, contract, whatever it is, once they understand how to do that, they're soaring, and they're out of here.
You know, your enthusiasm, your energy, it's just awesome. I want to mention, just in the few minutes that we have left, you have created a DVD set series called Pregnancy Education and Exercise and an After Pregnancy series. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Pregnancy Education and Exercise DVDs came about because when I first went out on my own, after I evaluated the patient and gave them their exercises to do at home, I would sit there for 15 minutes and just spew out all the stuff. Now, when you're pregnant, you're hearing like nothing that I'm saying.
Right.
They go home and they're hearing nothing.
Right.
So what happened was I decided to put it all down so that they can actually watch this. So at the end of the session, if I'm icing the patient or heating the patient or whatever have you at the end, just to relax them, I show them the video. The first part's just 10-12 minute video, and it shows them little tips about getting in and out of bed, sitting with a lumbar support, diaphragmatic breathing, how to lift a small child, all those little tips that might, what I explain to the patient is that little 1% here, 1% there, 1% there, maybe can get rid of 50% of your pain.
It adds up.
By the time they walk out of here, listen, now they can sleep more comfortably. We go through all that pillow propping, the whole deal, what you should and shouldn't do. And then from there, I made a second part, which is just exercises. So maybe I'm not treating you for your neck or your carpal tunnel during pregnancy, but you can watch exercises. It comes with a little a sheet that shows you the exercises. And then I said, well, what about postpartum? We have to teach them. How do they nurse that baby or feed that baby without hurting their neck by leaning over? And how do they bathe that baby or change the diaper? So we did a third part called After Pregnancy, Volume 3, and just basically goes through the whole thing of watching how to take care of a baby, how to get them in and out of the car, lifting the carriage, the car seat,
everything,
the whole deal. The kit and caboodle.
So if a therapist wanted to share something like this with their patients, could they contact you?
Absolutely.
So how would they do that?
They would go right onto the website at www.physicaltherapybeyond.com. So there's no and in there. It's just physicaltherapybeyond.com. And they can actually see a few clips from there. And if they'd like to purchase the video, what I do in my facility is I just have it and I show it to those patients so they can play it in the waiting room. They're welcome to do that. And if their patients are interested in buying it, we have plenty of them here.
Well, I noticed real quick that you actually have a little retail kiosk of product available for patients. Just give us 30 seconds. How's that going? Do patients appreciate being able to have access to a Colpak or
a
maternity belt?
Absolutely. One of the reasons I did that was because I'd say, okay, go out and get an ice pack, but I want you to get the one when it's cold that mends, that doesn't just stay hard as a rock.
Yeah.
I want it to
and
go molding
where?
Over you. And we couldn't find them. And so finally, when I found them, I said, you know what? I have them here for you. It doesn't cost you any more to get them here. The lumbar, the super rolls, the McKenzie super rolls we have, the videos, we have just different, the biofreeze, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And that works out really well. The
yeah.
TheraBand, we were giving that away. You know, if you say it's $2 for an arm's length, they're willing to do that because that stuff's...
It's fair.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it
I might not be making money on it, but at least I come out even with it. And when you have a large practice...
Right, it's interesting. Another value add that you're doing, instead of sending them to Walgreens or CVS, you're trying to take care of it here with their needs. So, well, you have been listening to Cindy Prentice Latanzio. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
And we are at PT, Physical Therapy and Beyond, in East Setauket, New York, on Long Island. All right, how am I doing? Could I move here to New York and get fit in, or is my accent too?
We love
too,
you here. We love nice people.
All right, and I love you too. This was fun. You've been listening to PT Talker. I want to remind all of you to tell your friends and peers this is the place to come for weekly expertise, just as we did today, learning about women's health and how Cindy is managing her patients. I hope you found it helpful. Previous episodes are available at iTunes, and certainly you can go to our website at www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying, hope that you're helping someone get well today. Listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.